Well, we're back.
We are back.
Are we like, am I the new Dr. Laura and you're the new Dr. Drew?
I mean,
without... Or am I the new Dr. Drew?
I mean...
Is that just, even the right doctor?
I think
doctors?
We're just Drew and Laura. Like, we need to drop the doctor part.
Okay, fine. But we're here this
We're more
week.
Like Judge Judy's. We're like Phil Donahue. That's probably,
oh
I'm
my
dating
God.
Myself.
I'm Arsenio Hall then.
Oh my God, you're Arsenio.
I feel like it. Woo, woo,
woo. Judge Wapner.
Listen, we had to start drinking tequila. This is 2 weeks in a row of tipsy podcasts. We had to start drinking tequila because you guys sent in so many questions about sex and dating. I mean, there's a couple about dating. The sex ones are way more interesting.
And for the record, I haven't read most of them, so some of them are going to be complete surprises.
But it's a little awkward, would you say, to talk about? I don't know. I mean, we're about to put it out there, I feel.
I mean, the thing is like, we can get in our heads about who might be listening, like
my
our parents or whatever. But
right. I'm going to ban her.
My parents have dial-up, basically, so I don't have to worry about it. But
mine don't. They listen to all my podcasts.
You know, if we can just think about it, like, we would talk about this shit if no
True.
One was recording.
Okay, so we're going
to
talk as if it's you and me in the room.
God, I hope we don't offend anybody.
Please don't get offended. I don't think anyone. We're just going to answer the questions. So, and we decided, we wrote down the questions, and usually before each At Casual topic, we try to do a little research so we can see, you know, what's out there, maybe even just to bring some solid factual information to you people. However, we decided this would be just our opinion.
Well, I also think that like...
Or experience.
There are some facts when it comes to sex, but I also think that like... Sex is so fluid.
Right.
And in order to...
Situational.
Yeah, it's situational. It comes
personal.
In every shape and size. And
right.
just like people. So, you know, why rely on the facts?
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to go based off of experience. We're both... I'm almost 38. How old are you?
I am 44.
Right. And we've both had a vast dating life.
Yes.
Right? Is that the right word?
I never... I mean... Vast. It's not like I've only dated one person. But...
Same.
I mean, I kind of wish I had a sluttier phase in my life.
Oh,
I never
really
had like a super slutty phase.
Huh.
But I always wanted to. I just never let myself do it.
Is now your time?
I mean, yeah. Should I give out my number?
Oh my God. Maybe that's next week. Also, this is probably going to have to be a two-part podcast. We're going to see how many questions we can get through, but there's literally that many. Okay, let's just go ahead and dive in.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, why should we keep rambling? We're
going to...
We're back. We are going to start off slow.
Okay.
And this comes from Lauren B. She says, when it comes to dating... How long should you wait before making things official or exclusive? How do you know when to leave if the other person isn't on the same page? Should you wait for them? How long is too long to wait? Do you have a response, Chip?
I mean, I know people that have gotten up to use the bathroom on the first date and left. Like,
wait.
That, I mean, sometimes you got to leave that soon.
That's not the question.
I know. But like, I thought that was funny.
Okay. She's asking, when do you say this is like boyfriend, girlfriend? I mean, that sounds so, but the DTR, when does that need to happen?
What does DTR stand for?
Define the relationship, man. Get with
the
times.
It's like down to wrestle, but that's a W.
Down to wrestle. Sex is on the brain.
I mean, it's so situational. Like, I've definitely, like, been on dates with people where I'm like, when are we getting married?
Yeah,
you know?
right.
You kind of, and I know I have plenty of, like, friends and parents that, not my parents, but, like, friends of parents of friends. That like met and
half a drink, by the way.
Have a drink. that like we're married in 7 days.
What?
No, I know people like that, and it's worked. And I feel like those stories seem the craziest, but they're the ones that are often still together.
You never know. I mean, sometimes they are, and then sometimes it's like.
My general rule is that you just kind of got to do what you want to do because that's always the honest decision.
You have to feel it out for the situation.
Right.
I agree with that. I typically feel that in my experience, 2 month time period is about the time where I'm like, all right, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, is this serious? Are you dating other people? Because like, I'm getting to the place where that's not cool with me anymore. You know, like I would want to know.
Yeah.
I also don't usually like to be the one that has to bring that up. Like as a girl, you're kind of like, all right, dude, like, but guys, of course, drag their fucking feet.
Well, and I think you can kind of tell by like how available somebody is.
I agree
like,
with that.
Sort of where they are. And sometimes it's just like, you don't have to put a label on it. Sometimes it just slides right into that relationship.
Right.
I think we live in an interesting world now where it's like, you know, ever since MySpace, where you could change relationship status computer for other people to see, it has stressed people out.
It's like so official.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, I, since being on social media, I've had a few relationships and I've never changed it. I just always leave it that I'm single because it just feels like kindergarten.
Well, you're not married either. Right. So yeah, until you're like, married to me, you kind of are, and not single like to go date, but you don't have to be like in a relationship.
Right. Totally.
I also think that it depends on how much you see each other. And that, I mean, that might sound weird to some people, but I've had certain relationships where it's like, we see each other, we'll like go on a date and then we see each other every day for 2 months straight. You know what I mean? Right. And so things feel faster and it feels like you know the person a lot sooner. And you also are just kind of like, oh, well, we're in a relationship. I mean, we stay together every night or, you know, whatever. And then like this current relationship that I'm in, he has kids. And so we couldn't. And right. So it went a lot slower. And I still think it was about that time that we were pretty much like, yeah, like I'm not dating anyone else, you know, kind of thing. But like, it did feel like I wasn't as rushed to be like, hey, you're my boyfriend, or you know, right. You know what I mean.
I also think it's fair too. Like, I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a conversation with the other person. It can be a conversation with yourself where you're like, you know what, I'm really into this person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see anybody else. I want to see where this goes. And it doesn't have to be like that you're both on the same page until you're at the point where you're like, we need to be on the same page or this isn't going to work for me.
Well, that's always my deal with even having that conversation. I'm like, totally. It's yeah.
So I think you can say to, like, I think it's fair to say to someone that you're dating, like, hey, I really like you. We don't have to define this now, but I just want you to know I'm not seeing anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to lean into this, see where it goes. And then that's a cool way of, like, not putting some sort of, like, brand on what
you're
doing.
Well, the boyfriend-girlfriend thing, once you get past a certain age, feels so stupid.
Right.
Like, it feels so stupid. Honestly, my boyfriend now and I, we're both just like, hey, I'm not dating anyone else. Like he said it first and I was like, yeah, me either. And we just were kind of like, cool. And then now we're still together.
At our age, who's got time for two people?
Oh my God. It sounds exhausting. Yeah. All right, Lauren, hope we answered that for you. I think it's very situational is the ultimate goal, but like, I think it's fair around a 2 month period of time. If I'm speaking from experience and also like from what I've seen my friends do, that you can start asking questions.
I also feel like that gives someone plenty of time to show their true colors.
Totally.
You
and
know?
If you
like,
bring
you're
it
get
up,
a good read by then.
Don't you think if you bring it up at that point and they're like, and like insulted, it's like a red flag?
Yeah. And I think if you like feel like you want to get married on the first date and like you're feeling that they're on the same page, like, obviously, I'm not saying go get married, but like lean into that. Like, you might have met your soulmate. And there is nothing wrong with recognizing that on night one.
There you go. Heard it here first,
you
people.
You heard it here first.
All right, let's go to Sandy. If a guy is over 40 and has...
if Sandy's a man or a woman.
A woman. Okay. I can tell by this question.
Okay.
If a guy is over 40 and hasn't been married or doesn't have kids, is it wrong to think that that's a red flag? I just feel like, what's wrong with you? Also, the whole dating app thing. Are there unwritten rules or something? I'm only about 3 months in and I feel like I've been catfished and ghosted mid-convo way too many times. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, yoy, yoy. That's a lot to unpack. Okay.
Let's start with the first part.
The first part is, I wish I knew where Sandy was from because 40 in New York City or Los Angeles, even Nashville, like any sort of metropolitan area doesn't sound too young to me anymore to not be married.
Sure.
Or even with kids. Like, I know it becomes a lot more complicated, which we've discussed at length, but for a guy, like that doesn't feel too much of a red flag for me. In fact, from my perspective in the gay world, like that's kind of like a sweet spot. Like, you know, like a lot of dudes don't come out till they're later in life. I mean, it's obviously changing now, but you have to go through like your 18 years, you know, you have to be like a teenager when you're in your 20s and 30s when you come out
this
later.
This conversation it is sucks. So annoying to me. I'm sorry. It's so annoying. Guys and girls on this topic are so fucking different. And I'm listening to you and I'm literally like my head is about to pop off of my body. I feel fire in my face.
I know.
There's like smoke shooting out my ears. It's such a fucking double standard and it's bullshit.
Well, I'm speaking more from like the gay world. Like if you come out later in your life, like sometimes you have to sow your wild oats a little later.
Don't we all though? I mean, some people get this bullshit.
A lot of people start sowing their wild oats really young, you know? But anyway, so I think it depends on sort of where you are.
Okay, fine.
Right?
I'm not coming at you, by the way.
I know.
I'm mad at this topic in general. Not you either, Sandy. It's not your fault.
I think, look, I look at, I grew up in a really small town in Virginia, and it's like, if you're 40 and single there,
that's what I'm saying.
It is a red flag. Like,
right.
And I don't know why that it should be. Like, some
shouldn't
people
be.
Were, like, you don't know what people were focusing on. Maybe they were in law school or med school or something that took them a really long time. They were like, this is important to me. Or maybe they did Teach for America and they've been all over the world or worked in the Peace Corps or whatever. So I think it's so situational. It's not a black and white answer.
Sips tequila. Okay. I have some things to say.
Here we go.
First of all, I'm from Louisiana. I mean, same deal that you're saying about where you're from makes a huge difference because I have friends who live in LA who have never been married, who don't even think twice about it. There's no pressure around it. It's just the way that it is. However, if you are from the South, especially if you're a girl, the pressure is so immense around this topic.
Grandma's like, who are you dating?
Oh my
God. Are you pregnant yet?
I mean, right.
When are we going to meet? The second
you start dating someone, it's like, when are y'all getting married? The second you start, you get married, it's when are you going to have a baby? And it's just like, okay, listen, granny, like this is not how my life has worked out. And I would say like, from my experience, I'll just take it back to that. Sorry. From my experience, it's like I actually was engaged when I was 30 and it was not the right situation. And thank fucking God I did not marry him, you know?
Right.
However, that set me back because it was like, then I did a lot of intense work on myself. Then I was really focused on my career. And now I'm 37 and I am in a great relationship, but I'm not married, nor have I ever been. And if I could communicate about like the amount of shame I've held around that, it's so fucked up. Like, I don't think I should feel that way. And the sad part is when I read this question from Sandy and I was like, he's 40 and he's never been married. I was like, yes, that's a red flag. And then I'm like, oh my God,
right.
This is what I'm pissed about. Why am I thinking that? I think with guys, the hard part a lot of times is as girls, we're a little trained to think about like the Peter Pan syndrome, you know, and that can look that way. It's sort of like what you said, though, about guys are allotted this amount of time to get their shit together, to take the time to do their career and put marriage on the back burner. They can still have kids into their fucking
70s. They don't have granny asking either, you know?
It's like, it's just like, oh, you're a bachelor. You're really focused on building your business. Good for you.
Right.
Whereas like with for a girl, it's like, oh, you are focused on building your business and living your life and traveling the world. When are you getting married? When are you going to have babies? And the sad part is what I've talked about a lot with the infertility is we do have to think about that.
Yeah, there's a ticking time clock. And I think too, historically,
yeah,
people got married young.
My parents got married at 24.
Yeah. I mean, my parents got married in the 60s and they were 30 and 31, which was old.
That's
at that time.
Really old at that time.
Because my dad served in Vietnam. And
right.
Like, so it put things on hold. But yeah, I mean, there's like weird outside
there's
pressure.
Weird stigmas for sure. And like, so I guess Sandy, to come back to the topic, my answer is I don't think it's a red flag. I think again, it's situational. And I think you have to ask the right questions. Like, why is that the scenario? I don't think we can pass judgment on any single person. And I mean, obviously, I'm getting defensive about this.
Honestly,
but
I would, Sandy, lean in. He kind of sounds like a dreamboat.
And
like,
maybe he knows what he
wants.
I'm
married. There's probably no baggage.
Hell
like,
yes.
At 40 years old, like, Look, if he has sowed his wild oats, he's probably like great in bed.
And he's probably ready to settle down.
100%.
Maybe he's got his finances worked out. You know what I mean? Like, you're not having to get in there and pick up all the shit. I can't imagine getting married in my 20s. Are you joking?
Oh my, it's like, I know so many people that did it. And I also know a lot of people that are no longer married as a result.
I know, but think about how much you've changed is my point.
I do think one red flag might be that he could be very set in his ways. You know, the older we get, the harder it is to share and change our minds. And
yeah, like,
you know, when you're used to your
things.
Space, it's you know, you might not want to share your closet even.
But if it's the right person, don't you think you adjust?
If it's the right person, I believe that all that shit goes out the window. Right. It would for me.
Me too.
But we're not everybody. So that would be the one red flag for me is like, how, like, if you do go on a date with this 40-year-old guy and he seems super type A and really like stringent about his ways, then maybe he's not the person for you, Sandy.
I also think that asking questions is super important because it's like, why? The why is behind it. Like, if it's like, oh, I just, you know, haven't met the right girl, ugh, that answer, that actually is a red flag to me, because then it's like, I haven't met the right, and maybe that's the right, that's the answer for him, but a lot of times I don't like the answer of I haven't met the right girl, because that's about like, I'm looking for perfect and I'm not finding it. And like, I'm going to pick you apart. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's that whole, it's kind of what you're saying, stuck in your ways. If he's like, hey, you know, I've lived through this and I've worked through it and
engaged for 6 years and it didn't work out.
Amen. Or I built this business and I wanted to focus on it, but I couldn't. And now I've sold it and I'm a millionaire and let's go travel the world.
There's so many reasons that you end up at 40. Look, I remember my parents' 40th birthday party and it was black clouds, black cake.
Yes.
They were going to die soon.
Over the hill.
It seemed like 40 was ancient. 40 now is literally just starting your life, just knowing who you are.
Totally.
Well, that's the first part of Sandy's answer.
Oh, right. I've totally forgot there was another part of this question because I'm so hot about the first topic. I would apologize, but I'm not sorry. Okay, so I'm only about... this is about the dating app thing. You know, dating apps are hard, and I think you can probably speak to this a lot more than me, but she goes... Are there unwritten rules or something? I'm about 3 months in and I feel like I've been catfished and ghosted. The catfishing thing is scary. Mid convo way too many times. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I mean, all I'm going to say is, Sandy, keep doing you and you'll find the right one.
Yeah, Sandy, I don't think you are doing anything wrong. I think it's I think those things are pretty common on dating apps now. Like the proliferation of dating apps, like everyone is on them now.
Yeah.
So, which means there's just as many shitty people as there are good people on there. Most of the good people, like, I feel like don't really want to be on there. They're on there out of necessity. The ones who are like super active are the shitty ones. So I think you're gonna continue to like run into that. But look, here's my if you don't have a clear face picture that looks like it was taken recently with like an iPhone or an Android that was made in the last 2 years. Something's up. I mean, truthfully, like,
no, I can't believe you referenced Android because you have such a problem with green text. Like,
but you know, don't text me from it. Just make sure it's got a clear photo.
Okay.
like we all carry really nice cameras at this point.
Sure.
Like, you can take a decent photo of yourself. And what was the other? Grammar and spelling. You can tell a lot about a person. Like, if they don't take the time to fucking tell
Sandy's
you.
Sandy's getting catfished, though.
I know.
Like, what do you
I mean, that's a good point. But I think these are red flags to look at before you even get into conversations.
Oh, like, you're saying don't even waste your time.
If someone hasn't, taken the time to, like, actually, charm you, even in their bio or whatever.
Right.
Or, like, make you laugh or, like, even just be serious. And if there are spelling mistakes and grammar mistakes, like, pass, swipe left.
Okay. See, here's what I would say, and this is not from personal experience. I have never been on an app, so take it as you will, Sandy. But this is what judging from my friends. So on the apps, I think that's right. But I do feel like it's a lot quicker. So you're just kind of like going through, you know, pretty fast. And so maybe you're saying pay more attention to the actual person that you're talking to before you just start a conversation. I personally have had some friends who are looking for something more serious have more success, and I've said this before on this podcast, on things like Match.com or websites instead of just like the apps.
They force you to fill out questionnaires.
That's exactly right.
Right. So that plays into my answer, where on these like shorter form things where it's like throw your picture up, your height, your weight, what you're looking
it's
for.
It's very surface.
We're looking at faces, and you know what's really easy to do is for me to take a photo of someone who's hotter than me and put it in my profile.
Right. And so that would be the catfish thing. And then the ghosting thing is sort of like maybe they're just like hitting you up to see if you're down to hook up and you're not and they figure it out and they're like, bye.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more about with these apps or websites, finding someone who you could possibly have a real connection with, you know,
I think something, and this is beyond Sandy's question, but I feel like Match and all them, they need to like get on the like geolocation sort of situation.
I think that
mm-hmm. that's what like some of the like dating apps
of course
have, because it's immediate. Like when you want to chat with somebody, like
we love instant gratification.
You want to know that person's nearby.
Sure.
So
all right, let's move on to Mary. She says, "Hey Siri, how do I sext?" this is a great question.
Welcome our. I mean, should we actually ask Siri right now?
Oh my God, do it, okay. Do it.
Please hold.
I can't wait to see how Siri suggests.
Hey Siri, how do I sext?
Okay, I found this on the web for how do I sext. Check it out.
Okay.
Well, shit.
What?
That really, I pulled up some websites, how to sext.
Are you on a porno right now?
The ultimate sexting guide.
Oh, wow. Can you give us those references?
Hottest sexting examples for women, 30 dirty texts. Oh, this one's from April 2020.
Can I say something, though? This was actually going to be a part of my answer. It's like, okay, let's pump the brakes on the fucking sext for a second. This is what I'm noticing with other friends I'm hearing. It's like sexting is coming before even meeting these days. And it's like, oh, the reason you don't know what to say is you can barely have chemistry with this person because you haven't met yet.
Right.
Like sexting is when you're so turned on and you're so into the person that you're like thinking about them and you have something to fucking say.
You know, the funny thing is the precursor to sexting was phone sex. And that to me is even fucking weird.
It's so awkward.
Like, it would make me laugh anytime I tried to.
I sexted my boyfriend today, though.
You know, like, sexting makes a little bit more sense because you can sort of craft it and send a dirty photo. Where on the phone, you're just like, ooh,
I guess
I'm
my
touching
point
myself.
Is,
you know, it's like, it's
oh
so
my
weird.
God, totally.
You know?
My point is maybe, and maybe I'm like completely old school, but like, if I'm saying something sexual to you, it's because I'm like thinking it.
Right.
So if you are having to go, ooh, what should I say right now? Maybe you're not there yet.
Yeah.
In that relationship.
I mean, for me,
is that fair?
I always go for the sexting laugh. I mean, and I know
tell
that's more my personality.
Okay, like, tell us more.
I don't know. It's more about like an innuendo than being like.
You're like, oh, I'm hard. Is that what you mean?
No,
what?
Like I wish I had an example to give you, but. Because I can't take myself seriously with the sexting. And okay. I'm like, I am also like, I don't send dick pics.
Right.
I don't send them. I don't like say no thank you if I get
if
them.
If you get them.
But mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I don't. I think there's also a mental thing for me. Like, I just don't need that shit out on the internet. Like, screenshots.
Well, you never put
prevent.
Your face in it.
Yeah.
Duh.
True. I mean.
Not that I've done that before, Mom, but
you've just read some stuff in Cosmo.
100%.
Yeah.
No, I think that we had a friend recently and okay. I'm just going to tell a story. So she was talking to a guy she met from Bumble and literally he sent dick pics. He was like telling her all the things he wanted to do to her. Like, all of these things before they ever went on a date.
Well, I don't know if we're talking about the same friend, but we have this other friend who was having a very normal conversation, really charming,
sure.
great grammar. He was
absolutely.
Cute. And out of nowhere, he said,
I want to see more of you.
No, he said,
I want to see more
of
you.
No, he said, I wish you were over at my house. I'd have you bent over the counter.
Oh, different guy. There's too many to keep up
with. Just like literally went into that. I'd have you bent over the counter. And then he said, intrigued, question mark.
She's like, no, you and fucking psycho.
And she waited. And then, like, the next day, she just wrote back, intrigued, just to see where he would take it. And then he was, like, insistent on a photo of her. And when she was like, I can't send you a photo of me because I'm at work, he blocked her.
Oh, see, that's bullshit.
So, I mean, look, I think most of the times dudes are just trying to get laid. It's no different when you're absolutely. Like, that's why guys are at bars.
Well, it's like it's the bar scene of, especially during this isolation period. I mean, this girl that I'm talking about, the one that got all the pictures before, I mean, they did go on a date and she's like kind of into him. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But like, it just felt like a lot to me before. Like, isn't part of dating, like, the exciting part? And maybe this is just me. Again, am I old and prude? I don't know. I don't know the answer. But I like the buildup. Like, I want to go on the date and then I want to be pleasantly surprised when I'm like so attracted to them. And then I want to sit there and I want to start thinking about it. And then I want us to have the first kiss. And then there to be that buildup.
Those
and
sort
like,
of butterflies. Yeah. I think when it goes to sexting before even meeting, it puts unnecessary pressure on the first date.
Sure.
That like,
yeah, what if you're not even attracted to them?
You're
when
like,
you see
oh my God,
person.
Am I supposed to fuck this person just because like I intimated that I would?
Right.
You know, it's
totally.
So I've definitely like had those situations where it goes there and like, you know, what's really easy to do is send it back and not mean it. So I think you have to.
But that's the prop. Like, to
know,
me, this
so
is. I mean, I could go
into
another room.
No, listen, Mary. I think the interesting thing about your question is that if someone is doing that with you, you have to like, you have to accept the fact that they probably like, they don't give an ounce of shit about you.
Right. It could end up turning into more.
Or they're just like bored and yeah. I mean, it could go either way. But like anybody who wants to just fucking start sexting right off the bat, I would say, Mary, you don't need to learn how to sext.
Also, like with, yeah, I agree with you. You don't need to learn how. If someone is trying to sext you too soon, you can write back and just say, go watch some fucking porn. Because it's like, it's so easily accessible these days. And like, hi, I'm not a porn star, dude. I'm a regular girl.
Right.
And I like to have sex, but that doesn't mean I'm going to just like put it out there. You got to work for that shit.
Or send them disgusting porn photos.
Well, that's what you made our friend.
That's what I do. Yeah, you just send nasty porn photos. Like, and I mean, right. Like,
which
nasty.
That's funny that you do go for the haha. I see what you're doing here. I see that. Okay. But then like later, if you're, you know, finding yourself in a situation where you're comfortable, I just think it happens naturally.
Well,
like
how sexy is a sext when you're like, there's a real connection. You've actually already had sex and like the person that you're with, like send you like, there's
a
like
reminder.
An inside joke. Like,
totally.
You know,
like,
I don't know.
Like
there are people
that
love feathers. Thing. They're like, you know, I don't know. Like, when there's like an inside
feathers.
Angle to the sexting, I'm not one of those people. For
I
the
loved that so much.
I don't know.
Now,
it's like, I'm
every
trying to
time
think
I
of
think
like
about
inside
sex,
joke
you're
kind
be in
of
feathers.
Thing. I'm going to get you a feather like slapper.
Great, great.
We're going to the Fox Den after this. That's near your house, right?
Don't tell people where I live.
You don't live right next to the Fox Den. But that is where you went to celebrate the day that
called.
You signed.
Absolutely not what it's called.
Hey, you guys. It's not.
It's actually not. And now you remember the real name.
Okay.
But I'm not telling anyone.
Whatever. It's where you went the day that you bought the house. And I thought it was a bar, and I said, I'll meet you there.
Yeah, we've already told this story, and all my friends and I were buying vibrators. How do you christen a house, you know?
In every room.
I'm editing this out, like 100% editing this out.
The Fox Den.
Last time I give you tequila before we started the podcast.
God.
I hope we answered that. Do we help Mary? I don't even know. I just think it's like, you just gotta really feel a sext. If it's gonna be effective, you can't Google, how do I sext? And I mean, you could. The sick part is, here's
you
another.
You can probably get the answer by Googling
The sick part is that would get a guy off. But I'm gonna tell you something, guys, any guys listening, that's not going to do it for us. I need some sort of like what you want to do to me specifically.
Right.
Of something that we've already fucking talked about. Of something that I've felt with you before. Like, it has to be a feeling, you know, not just like, let me Google how to sext. Let me watch porn and say something they say in that. Like, no. Not going to do the trick.
So, Mary, you'll know.
You'll know when you know, when Mary. You know. Okay, let's move on to Joshua.
Oh, a man.
I mean, we're going to have to cut like half. This is so long already. This is so much more at casual than we usually do.
Hey, you guys, if you haven't gotten to work yet, just keep driving around.
Circle that parking lot.
It's
going
to get good. I'm almost done my drink.
I mean, oh God. Part 2 and 3 are going to be a shit show. Okay, from Joshua, what do you do if you've been in a serious relationship for 5 years, but find yourself crushing on someone new? How do you know if it's actually something you want to pursue or if curiosity is just getting the best of you? I'm honestly very content and happy in my relationship, and I've never had any sort of thought like this, and I've never acted on them. But I guess what I'm asking is, what do I do? It's scary to think that you could throw something away on nothing, but also, what if you let the moment pass you by? Woof.
Oh, God. I mean, I hate to tell anyone to fuck up their relationship.
What, you're saying, I mean, jump ship?
No, and look, it's also, obviously, it's so circumstantial. Like, we don't know Joshua or his significant other.
Sure.
I think that it really depends on how committed you are to that relationship. Like, you have to sort of look at your current situation and be like, do I see myself with this person for the rest of my life?
Right.
Or is this just what I needed the last 5 years?
Sure.
And if you can answer that where it's like, this is what I want, because it's like marriage or, you know, relationships, they're a commitment. They take work. They're not just something that you're in. So you have to decide whether or not like it's something that you want to commit to and stay happy in.
Right.
Or look outside. Like, I certainly do not recommend that anyone stay in a relationship that they're unhappy in, because.
But he said he's not.
Right. So
he said he's very content.
He's content. But is he happy? He's content.
He said, I am honestly very content and happy.
Okay. So, it's a little contradictory, because content, guy, I think, is complacent.
Oh, I see. You know what saying. I mean? Like, happy is like,
if you were just like, I'm really happy in my relationship, then I'd be like, then stay in it. Like,
sure.
Don't look outside. Content, that worries me a little bit.
Because yeah, I see that.
If you're just content in something, then maybe you've just accepted that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're seeing this like shiny new thing that's like making you feel something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's worth exploring. That doesn't mean you need to go kiss them. That doesn't mean that you need to like have an emotional relationship with them. Maybe it's just you start a friendship and you see if like those feelings continue. You get to know that person better. And if it's something where you're like, this is undeniable and I've never felt this in my life, then you explore it.
Interesting. But that's not a bad point.
But I also think like you have to be honest with your, like,
right.
At that point, you have to be honest with the other person. Like, don't be a cheater.
We're not going to, cheating's
don't
just,
be a cheater.
Ugh,
that's
gross.
Such a dick move.
It's just so immature in my opinion.
Because, you know, the only thing it is, it's a shortcut.
Selfish.
It's really selfish, but it also just like, rather than allowing yourself to have, like real love would be like, man, I love you.
I'm struggling.
Something feels
here.
A little off.
Yeah.
And I want to make this work. Like, that's fucking, that takes balls. That is what real love is. Not real love is cheating and then being like, sorry, I cheated on you. Because that's an easy out.
Absolutely.
Because it lets the other person just be mad at you. And then it's on
them. But it's also like, I did this, so we're going to break up now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's like the puss move. Like, just don't do it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a lot of the stuff you said is good. There's a couple things I'm torn, because it's like, there's the part of me that goes, are you really happy and content? And like, it makes you start to look at, because again, from experience, when I'm happy and content, I just don't even kind of notice.
Right.
But I will say this, is something I've had to wrap my mind around, because as a person who's been cheated on pretty badly, like it's been a really hard concept for me to go, the person that I'm with is going to notice other people and probably feel attracted to other people. You know, like, that's a really hard pill for me to swallow, if I'm being completely honest, because it's just like, I want them to only see me. And that's just so unrealistic. Like, just because you're in a relationship, you don't become not human. And I think that you have to acknowledge that as a, like, an adult and go, I'm a human being. I find that person attractive. We have a chemistry of some sort. However, I'm committed. Like, what I've said to myself, or like what I've talked about with my boyfriend and my partner, is like, that's probably going to happen. And especially if you stay together for your life, like, that's so fucking
long. The
grass
is always, it doesn't matter if it's in relationships or jobs or whatever, friendships.
But that's not realistic
either. The grass is always greener. And if you're chasing that, it's a dangerous, dangerous
path. That's what I'm saying, is you can go like, oh, that's an attractive person. However, I have this foundation with this person. We have this life together. Like, you look back at whatever it is that you have, and then you go, what am I not getting? Like, what needs are not getting met that right. I could go to my partner and be like, hey, like, I need more love. I need more affection. I need more this. I need more that. And hopefully they are willing to work with you. Like you said, I mean, these kind of relationships take work, and go, yeah, let me give that to you, or let me work at that, or let me whatever it is.
Contentment is scary. I mean, I think that's, it really is. It's yeah. a scary thing. And it's like, Joshua, I think if contentment is truly what you feel and not just a word that you chose, because I also understand that's a really easy to be like, I'm content and happy. But if contentment is what you feel, I think you need to dig deep and
say, are
ask
you
yourself,
really happy?
Like, am I truly, truly happy?
Or is it comfortable?
And if you are happy, but there's things missing, then you need to address that.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you said too. Like, I can remember that, like, when you're, it's especially like when you're early in a relationship and like the person that you're dating is like, that person's hot.
Oh,
it like makes you want to fucking
unglued.
Jump out of a window.
No, legit, come unglued.
But at the same time, you have to check yourself, because it's like, wait, haven't you noticed a hot person since you started dating? And it's, we're human beings. We notice beauty in things. And it's, and I would much rather my partner or the person I'm dating say out loud, damn, they're hot.
So well, see, I think it's what you're saying too. Once you get longer, like if you're in a more long-term situation, you're a lot more confident and comfortable in the relationship. And so like, you're kind of like, or you might even be like, yeah, they are hot.
But like, even early on, I think it's kind of like one of those things you got to let go, because
I know,
because then it also gives you the license to say the same thing.
I don't want to say the same thing though. I want it to be like, babe, like, you're so fucking hot.
Yeah, but come on. Like, you're fucking human too. It's like,
yeah, but when I'm in the beginning of a relationship, I really don't even notice other people.
Right.
Like, if especially if I'm in, I am just like so in, and I'm sure
until David Beckham walks in the room and you're like, God damn, he's hot.
And then I like slip off my chair, like I said on Instagram.
Then it is that way.
I don't even know if I would ever him. I just wanted to say that.
Right, but you get the point that I'm making. Like,
I do. I think, I mean, and honestly, like, my boyfriend last night, we were watching a movie, and we were watching that Ford versus Ferrari movie. And he's done this in the past, and it pissed me off, because what I realized is, like, I wasn't in a place fully yet where I was feeling confident in the relationship. And also, like, I had so much shit going on in my personal life that was, like, sort of stripping me of who I felt like I was. So I was in this weird place myself. It always has to do with us, right? But so we were watching this movie, and he said about the girl, he was like, she's really pretty. And I had literally in my head just thought, she's really pretty. And I almost said it, but then he said it. And at first I wanted to be like, ugh. But then I was like, hey, you just fucking thought the same thing yourself. She's really pretty. And he wasn't saying it in this. He was stating a fact. It wasn't
right.
like.
It's not like he was sitting there with his dick in his hand. You're like,
it was
what?
Like, oh, she's really pretty. Yeah, that would have, I would have fucking lost my mind. I lost my mind even at the thought of that, that you just said that. He's going to be like, Chip, he's going to call you later so pissed off. Because I'm going to be like, Chip said. Anyway, the point is, we digress, Joshua.
We do.
I just think it's like, you really have to look at your relationship, analyze where you are, and ask yourself, are you really happy? And if you are, then maybe try to ask for some needs that aren't being met, and ask yourself what that other person gives you. Or do you just think they're hot? I mean, I would say get to know them, like you said, Chip, because they're never as hot once you get to know them.
Right.
Ever.
And but don't do it like on the sly, because look, emotional cheating is cheating.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But I also think, too, it's like, we are human. So it's like, maybe we need these moments. to sort of check ourselves and check our relationships. Mm-hmm. I think about my parents. They were high school sweethearts. Like,
oh my God.
I know that they both looked at other people and been like, why the fuck didn't I marry that one?
Sure.
You know, but then they're best friends. Like, they work as such an amazing unit that they would have been stupid to tear that down.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of questions about long-term relationships that we'll get to probably in the next podcast.
Probably in 17 weeks at the rate we're going.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what? On that note, I do think we should go out with a bang.
Oh God, this is Bush.
If I was going to say, this is the topic you have been wanting to talk about for weeks now.
Well, I mean, the funny part is...
What?
It's been... I mean, it was in the 1990s that I saw Bush last.
I mean, I don't even remember when I saw Bush last.
You didn't even see Bush when she got out of the shower this morning.
No, absolutely not. I would feel assaulted. From my own self.
If there was Bush when you got out of the shower, you would have been like, who are you? Like, it would have been another woman in your house. You would have called 911. There would have been a woman in your house.
Excuse me.
It's a lady here with her Bush. Okay, Bush.
So the question comes from Chrissy. The question is the big Bush making a comeback? Here's the deal. This is one that I did read about because I'm like, Christy, I've heard like whisperings of this, but I have a lot of problems with it. But apparently, yes, it's like let me say this. The last articles I could find about this are in 2019, because let's just be honest, in 2020, like there's no, nobody
knows. Everything grew back in 2020.
Like, nobody knows. Like, nobody knows what's in style. Everyone's like, do I keep up with my grooming or do I just let shit go? So I think you do whatever you want in 2020.
In 2020, it's all going to burn down anyway.
So. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a burning bush, if you will.
Burning bush.
But in 2019, they were saying the Bush was making a comeback. And I just can't wrap my mind around it. What are your thoughts, Chip?
Well, what's funny is I would imagine that for a lot of the world, uh-huh. the Bush never even went away.
Because, oh, I'm certain that's
you know, and
true.
There's, they're like, why would I do that? Or why would I spend money on like laser hair removal?
Sure. It feels very American,
part, like,
doesn't it? It feels very American.
Totally.
Yeah.
When I think about how expensive it is for all of my female friends to be a girl and keep up with like what is on trend and on fashion, and it is waxing and microblading and lashes sure. and nails and weave. I'm like, how do you pay for anything other than being a woman? So if I were a woman and I could not have to deal with being waxed and it being hidden 99% of the time, I'd have a bush. Like, have you ever met a dude that's like, ugh, God, it took me so long to find your vagina. And they're like, no, they know exactly where that thing is.
Dudes will get down there no matter
what.
They don't care.
This is all women judging women.
It's not even do whatever you want to other women. But this is what I will say. I do think it's a generational thing.
100%.
Because a lot of our friends are a little older than me. And I started getting rid of all of that situation.
That mess.
In high school. And wow. So like for me, I think I would feel that because that was what all my friends were doing. We just did that. And so for me, what's the word when something is like in your space and it's not supposed to be there?
Claustrophobic.
Yes. Like in my underwear.
That's so funny.
Like I would feel uncomfortable. It would feel itchy to me. I'm just not used to it anymore. And I mean, I've been told that it's because of porn and like oral sex, that rise, that was how we kind of grew up, is like you do not have pubic hair.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. I think, I think the feminism has like been on the rise too. And
totally.
I think that there's an argument there where it's like, these are our bodies. Like this is how they're made. I don't know that the unkempt, like
big bush.
Yeah.
That's what Christy asked specifically.
Yeah. I mean, and here's another question. And I know I didn't even finish my last statement, but like, what if you can't grow? Like, does everyone naturally grow a really big bush?
I think so. Even redheads. I'm serious though. That's like a thing. Like, cause they're,
Is their hair thinner down there? I've never had sex with a redhead.
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, I just think that it's like a different, it's like a lighter color. One of our friends is gonna like light me up about this one.
I can't wait.
I just think that I've heard different things about ginger. Like, it's like, does the carpet match the drapes kind of situation? And like, a lot of times it does. And then there's a lot of redheads who I've heard don't actually grow the same amount of hair.
As
brunettes do.
So. Right. Well, look, I think that it's all about what you want to do. And
also, I think you can ask your partner. This is to Christy. I think you can ask your partner. I have been in a relationship before where he was like, hey, I'd like X, Y, and Z. You know, and like, you can decide, am I comfortable with that?
But if you've had laser hair removal, you'll be like, sorry, buddy, ain't no bush.
I haven't had that. But yeah, but like, if you have, then it's like, yeah, there's no option.
Yeah, there's no option. But you could get a Merkin.
If you guys are like, what the fuck is a Merkin? Google it right now. Just,
it's
I'm
a pubic
sorry.
Wig. Yeah. I'll save you the Google stress.
I hope that no one owns a Merkin. And if you do, email us.
Yeah. Seriously, I want to know how a Merkin stays in place. If you own a Merkin, it's actcasual@velvetsedge.com. Send
Please
a
give
photo.
Us the details. I'll tell you this. The only time I'll ever have a bush, like if my boyfriend was like, hey, you know what I'm super into? A big bush. I'm getting a fucking Merkin because I'm not living with that
shit. Well, yeah, because that would be funny to like, so like the Merkin lets you go from zero to hero.
Happy birthday.
I mean, look, the only thing that I think is weird about a big bush is the bathing suit situation.
Like, right. Like, what
nobody
are you
wants
do?
To
have
see,
it coming
like,
out the sides?
A bunch of pubic hair like sticking out of anybody.
The way that bathing suits are cut these days, I mean, you can barely even cover the like the
well, and know. I wonder if that had something to do with it because that. Like
I was like, yeah. Where am I going
She's
with this?
Like, if you can see her hands, she's like doing like an upswipe thing. But like in the 80s, the rise of like the high cut bathing suit with like Baywatch and stuff.
Hello, have you seen anything?
But
that
no,
we put
I wonder
on these
that
days?
That was when
oh, it started
waxing and stuff really became like
you would have to. Yeah. I mean, it literally cannot be there. It's like, it's not, there's nowhere for
there's
it
some
to
people
be.
That would love it though. I mean, to each his own.
There no, are I was about to say some sick freaks, but you know what? It's like, you're right. To each his own, whatever you're into.
There are women that love dudes with hairy backs. There are men that love men with hairy backs.
Well, the Bears. I know about that. I know all about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I just think it is. It's like, for me though, what I feel comfortable with, because I'm like, hey, dude, it's my body. And like, here's what I've been doing for however long and it feels good to me. So.
Right.
Christy, if you grow a big bush, email us.
Or if you have a Merkin.
Actually, the Merkin thing is hilarious. I mean, it has to be a joke, right?
No, I feel I
how is the Merkin used?
I don't want to waste the time Googling it, but I feel like I've Googled before like why a Merkin even existed. And maybe that will be on part two.
Dun dun dun.
Maybe let's put a pin in the Merkin and we'll do some research on the Merkin and come back about it.
Okay, we're gonna answer back next week. Honestly, we have so many more questions to answer. We kind of like started slow, I feel like, because I didn't want to overwhelm people with the sex talk, but there's more. A lot of stuff. Polyamorous lifestyle is the next question actually on my list that we can't get to today. A guy that you once dating your friend. I mean, that is like, I have some things to say about that.
Oh, I actually have some real life stuff that I can mention.
Oh my God. We have a lot to talk about. People asked about my dating life with my new man. I'll give some deets, a couple. There's a lot also about monogamous relationships. Like, how do you spice things up? And I also have some ideas for that. So thank you guys for listening today. Tune in next week. I mean, God, and maybe even the next week at the rate we're going right now. We have a lot of sex questions. If you still have more, are we about to become a sex podcast?
I mean, it seems like that's all people want to ask us
Good
about.
God.
I mean, we've been asking for questions since I started doing this.
This
and
is the most we've
like,
ever
we got
gotten.
One, maybe two. And
that's
then we're like,
an exaggeration.
Ask about like, ask about sex and relationships and like,
it's like, brrr. They're just come flying.
We need to like get a new phone.
Yeah, new phone. Who does? Okay, we gotta go. Thank you guys for listening. I hope we helped with some of the questions that you guys needed answered, and we have a lot more answers to come. So, have a great week. Have a great weekend, and always remember,
act casual.
Bye.